fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 30th day of July, year of our Lord 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We'll begin our show with something that Kamala Harris would not say unless she was forced to. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to get your spiritual house in order. It's not optional. It's something that's very important and something that should be a lifelong, a daily pursuit. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient in waiting in the green room, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. There's several websites that he has. Two of them are revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Good to have you with us, sir. Before the show started, we were talking briefly about the medical doctors who appeared in front of the United States Capitol building giving a press conference. Some idiot was trying to disrupt it, but they weren't successful. And as I mentioned off air, we see what we typically expect and then what they've been doing to you, doctor, for decades. If you can't attack the message, then you attack the messenger, don't they, sir?
That's exactly what they do, JR. It's a manipulation of behavioral science. It's standard COINTELPRO counterintelligence. And they use this technique, and it's mass mind control, ultimately, because people don't get a chance to hear the truth. And, you know, I have to kind of not really laugh, but frankly, the news last night was full. I was watching Fox. It was inundated with complaints about how Google and Facebook are manipulating the mass mind. Well, hello. When did you wake up to that? I mean, seriously, Google, YouTube canceled 157 of my videos up on their service. So did Vimeo. Vimeo, we were paying Vimeo. And they actually pulled it all down because it was politically incorrect from their perspective. But they never, ever, like you're saying, they never undermined the message. It was all just about the messenger disparaging me in any way possible.
Well, I don't undermine the message because I can't. If the message is truthful, it's backed up by hard evidence, then it can't be attacked. All substitute attack is the messenger. And of course, that goes back to ancient Greek situation, where the messenger who brought back the news about the defeat was killed, wasn't he?
Yeah, and this is sick. I mean, honestly, that's where you violate the fundamental righteousness. You know, lying, cheating, stealing is not of God. And so this is what's taking place. And so it's fundamental. It's a flaw within, I wouldn't say it, that, well, we could say the sinful nature of human beings, but we've got to come to terms with that because it's destroying the greatest country on earth.
Absolutely. We're into a full-blown communist insurrection. They're pulling out all the stops. I don't have the exact count, 90-plus days to the first Tuesday of November. It will be here in a flash. And we have what I can only regard as open warfare taking place on the streets of Portland, Oregon, which has now spread to Eugene, Oregon, of all places, a college town, and soon to be in a major city near you. Right, Doctor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a complete full-blown attack on the Constitution. And I think I mentioned in the last program, you know, we have absolute disgusting corruption from the top down within the number one most important place. That's the judicial branch of government. The courts are absolutely corrupt, but you don't go attacking them by committing crimes. You got to attack it intelligently and peacefully, and you've got to output the message. And that is where it goes back to the original question. How much of the information is being censored, manipulated, and diverted, and everything? I'm telling you, I'm looking at it. Let's look at COVID-19, for example. You know, I got an email from a colleague, a very bright young man this morning, saying, you know what? He says, it looks like to me, everything is a red herring. It's all a diversion. And that's absolutely true. From the fact is, you've got the AIDS virus envelope gene attached to the spike protein. You're not saying one word about that. So that should give you a red flag right away. It should raise a red flag of consideration. Why censor? Okay, so number one, they're doing that. Number two, they're screaming, oh, we're going to get you a vaccine. We're going to get a vaccine so fast. You're just going to great, great thing to humanity. Listen, there's got to be something wrong with the message entirely, because they would not, A, how many vaccines can you fast track, which is a completely new technology, like mRNA vaccines have never been done before. Therefore, how can you rely on the imposition of vaccination that goes back to Jacobson in the case of Jacobson versus Massachusetts, which set the precedent, the legal precedent for, this is what we just put out on revolutiontelevision.net, a Dershowitz Kennedy debate, the video. But I comment on it saying, again, all of this context is a diversion. It's a diversion because you can't actually rely on a legal precedent to force people, as Dershowitz is saying. He's supposedly the constitutionalist. He's saying, according to the Supreme Court, the likelihood is that they're going to allow the forcing of the vaccinations into people based on Jacobson. Well, I'm sorry, Jacobson, who resisted the vaccine and was basically overruled, had nothing like what we are dealing with. There was a vaccine at the time. The general consensus was that it was acceptable. Today, the Supreme Court has already ruled in Dow Chemical case that you can't trust the scientific community nor the general consensus. You've got to look at the evidence. And when you look at the evidence now, you're looking at what? An AIDS virus envelope gene? And the evidence indicates that the whole thing broke out because of a collaborative network between the United States and China involved in biological weaponry and vaccine production. And this is where the source of this virus came from. So, John, we're dealing with a crime. It's a bio crime.
It is.
As you say, it's a coup. It's a total coup takeover by the people. Again, diversion. Think about what they were saying. It took them 3 years to get to the news yesterday. The news yesterday, they had this jerk from Facebook, Zuckerberg. They had the other guys that are involved in, and that's actually totally CIA behind, or deep state behind Google, YouTube, suddenly now they're concerned. Rhetorically, they're dealing with this issue of censorship. Excuse me. This is a diversion. It's all literally a satanic manipulation and red herring. And it's standard procedure. It is the magician's sleight of hand. When you're looking at the magician up on stage and they're manipulating something with one hand, you're not seeing what the other hand is doing. And it's always the other hand doing something that's putting it to you. And that is what's taking place here. So at any rate, I'm disgusted. Obviously, you are too. And we certainly have right.
Well, doctor, I got a proposition here I want to run by you. I know I've determined privately, and there's also public record, that doctors have mailed in sterile test kits and have them come back positive. We know that for a fact. There's no doubt about that. What needs to happen is doctors get sterile test kits and send them to a private lab that they personally know and personally trust. Everything we're seeing, I regard it as a possibility that the test kits mailed out actually are contaminated with COVID-19 and, in fact, are infecting people who are healthy. I don't believe we can take that off the table until we've looked into it ourselves to determine if that is, in fact, possibly taking place.
Well, John, that's a very reasonable thought and even opportunity for someone, not me, but somebody who's in the industry. The most recent evidence I've been looking at is over 90% of the tests' results have been fraudulently manipulated, and they're false. So there's no question of problem here. But let me shift context. The context that I operate in is,
okay,
it's called holistic medicine.
Right.
Let's say the worst case scenario, and I make this point on the biocrime video I put up on revolutiontelevision.net, the biocrime, the coup. The biocrime is part two of a series of three. I've got to be working in the next couple of weeks on the remedy, part three. So that's where we've got to go. We've got to go to a remedy. But basically now, the context of the discussion is that we have this frightening virus. And I say the worst case scenario, Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and the deep state get their way. Billions of people are going to die. You know what? You still have God. You still have Psalm 91. You still have 10,000 dying at your left, 1,000 dying at your right. But you carry the love of the Lord in your heart and you're protected. How does that miracle happen? It happens from the greater context. The context in which all of this unrighteousness and sinful nature of beings have to be now measured. And that is the Holy Spirit power of love never lies. It is never defeated. It can never be defeated. And ultimately, that's the context by which holistic medicine has been suppressed. It's the whole spiritual nature of health. Now, Christian Science dealt with it, and then that was disparaged. Holistic medicine, the name itself, holism, holistic health, was disparaged. Hello, same thing with conspiracy theory. You just say anything that has any connotation to conspiracy, now you're, you know, labeled ad hominem and attack as a Looney Tune. So this is how the manipulation, disinformation, mass mind control operates. That is the core. So my context is, even if 10,000 are going to die at your left, 1,000 are going to die at your right, you've got to carry that powerful love in your heart and the connection, the communion divine that protects and sustains. There's where the future in medicine lies. Now, having said that, you can apply this in a number of commercial enterprises. The entire field of energy medicine is all about electrons, energy. Spirit is energy. All energy is electrons. Electrons resonate, vibrate at certain frequencies. I'm claiming that the key of the House of David, the most important, magnificent frequency in the universe, is 528 hertz frequency. and nanometers of light. That's the heart of the rainbow. Your heart, my heart, Creator's heart, they're all tuned like a radio station to one frequency. It's the core central frequency of nature. It's what we're breathing. Life is in the blood. The blood carries oxygen. Oxygen has electrons resonating, vibrating in 528 nanometers. Why? How do we know that? Simple. Just look at green grass. Look at chlorophyll, how it outputs the oxygen. So this is the context. I don't care about COVID-19 other than the fact that people are freaked out. People are dying left and right, mostly from the fear and the behavioral manipulation, not the virus. But I care about what's the end game for me. The end game for me is let's have a remedy. Let's have the truth that shall set us free. And that is 528 frequency, love. That's Jesus's mission. It's all about love. He told us totally perfectly all the time. And he manifested miracle after miracle after miracle. And dumb people didn't get it, and they're still not getting it. And I'm saying we have the opportunity. COVID-19 is giving us the opportunity to bring that message forth to its maximum fulfillment.
Well, doctor, I've been involved with holistic medicine my entire adult life, basically since about age 30, I guess. And it works. I've had great success with my personal health. The people I know who make use of it have great success also. However, there's no money in it for the pharmaceutical companies, obviously. Hospitals make no money off this. Medical doctors make very little, if any, money off of it. So it's pushed to the side, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's true. And that's been a major challenge and an opportunity. Let's flip that. You can take a look at what has sustained me by the grace of God and the wonderful people that support my work. We've been financed completely by technologies that come out of this understanding. You take a look at OxySilver, for example. It resonates. It's not colloidal silver. It's like comparing apples to oranges. You can't compare the two, really. Yes, they're both fruit. Yes, both colloidal silver and OxySilver help people. But what's the difference? The difference is all of my technologies, all of my products on Healthy World Store, all of them on CureShop.com, all of them apply this kind of understanding to the remedies, to the products. And so, yes, we have a whole industry. They've been trying to suppress all of my commercial efforts. It started in 2008 when I went on their radar screen. It started in 2008 where they sent a whole slew of bandits, of devil doers, to try to disrupt every aspect of my life, my family, my businesses, and they did a great job doing it, believe me.
But the reality is, I don't doubt it. Yeah, I don't doubt it at all, doctor.
Yeah. You know, here's a tip. The tip is what they hate most. You want to retaliate? You start exactly the business that you're talking about, John. You get a couple guys together to create this test kit, and I will do everything in my power to help you succeed and make money off of their crime. And that's actually what I'm writing. I've got one legal case. I've got a filing coming up against Paul J. Sula Jr. in state court in Hawaii. And I've got this guy right now. This guy is the kingpin that is actually serving as an agent, the deep state's efforts to undermine all of the world's religions. That's being done in collaboration with Johns Hopkins University. They have been using dimethyltryptamine, DMT, the new designer LSD, to grow new brain tissues to connect us to
Amazing.
The cloud.
Amazing. Doctor, hold that thought. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
As I said to those who have joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of July. This hour brought to you by Amsoil, the world's finest synthetic lubricants. All my vehicles have Amsoil in them at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Two of his websites you might be interested in are revolutionatelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we got a caller here. Let's take our caller. It's Jamie in Missouri. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. Morning,
go
Doctor.
Ahead.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Just one quick thing before I get to my question. I got to speak to you before. I was at your first concealed carry class up at Freedom Center USA.
All right.
You and Sam taught me.
Right.
I came across a piece of information I thought was pretty disturbing, and I know you're way more well connected than I am, so maybe you might want to check into it. But I heard that at the Portland protest, they actually found a couple of people that are connected to Chi-Coms participating in the protests.
Right. I've seen those reports. I have not followed up on them yet, but the story we're hearing is that the Soros people could not recruit enough native-born Americans to do this insanity, so they resorted to bringing in Chinese nationals to fill out the ranks that they wanted to fill out. We'll probably get more details as this moves forward, Jamie.
Okay. Yeah, because I was kind of concerned when I heard this, because I thought maybe it might be the kind of lookings of the setup of the Red Dawn scenario, so I don't know, I'm just kind of worried about that.
Well, it's a reasonable concern, and the Chinese already are playing a part, and they will play a larger part as this moves forward, Jamie.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys are doing. God bless you both. Keep up the good work. And hopefully I'll get to hear from you again sometime.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jamie. Good. Thank you for the call. There's lots of facets to this multifaceted matter here that we're dealing with, isn't there, Doctor?
Yes, John. You know, just let me finish off on that
Please.
Last thought that I had.
You Please, know, sir.
The way to beat them, you know, you even mentioned the name George Soros. You know, here is a despicable Jew who shames all the Jewish people. He makes his money by criminal operations. My suggestion, if we're going to turn the context, we're going to overturn everything. Take your idea of commercializing their caca and make money off of exposing their crime, leveraging their crime, do it all legally. They hate that. That's the worst possible retaliatory legal effort that you could administer. Beat them at their own game. Their game is commerce. Their game is making money off of organized crime. Beat them at it. That's my philosophy, and that, by the grace of God, that's what sustains us all these years now, despite the fact that this whole COINTELPRO counterintelligence deep state operation has been trying to totally silenced me, neutralized me, destroy every aspect of my life.
Well, hang in there, Doctor, and obviously you do, and you will. Let's get back to these vaccines for a little bit. There's a lot of, well, something that surprised me and disappointed me. Mark Levin, who I admire and have been following his work for some period of time, he, about a week ago, maybe not even that long, he did a podcast, a radio show, with a gushing, glowing admiration for the upcoming vaccine. It really disappointed me that Mark Levin would do that. Do you have any response, sir?
Yeah, it's part of what this six-ad reality is. You don't get anything but censorship. You don't get anything but diversion, red herring. Here you have Fox News that supposedly represents, you know, the patriotic movement, the political right. What are they doing? Censoring and leading the sheeple to slaughter. And so, again, you know, I'm disgusted as a good Jew. I'm disgusted at my colleagues who are so blind, ignorant, and worse. They're frequently, not always, but frequently malicious, criminally insane. So Mark Levin, who I've had tremendous respect for, I like his passion. I like his understanding. But take a look at entirely Fox News. It's run. Who's the bag man? Who's the money man? It's Rupert Murdoch. And he's invested in Merck, the pharmaceutical giant.
Well, there we go. I never see anything adverse on Fox about anything regarding pharmaceuticals. No adverse anything.
Exactly.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443. At 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Well, that could be the Battle at Gettysburg. It could be U.S. Marshals in Portland fixing bayonets. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're going to have some new things posted today. A very funny, insightful video will be posted at three different places. It'll be a lot of fun. Website's Intellectual Frog Legs. It's a pretty funny deal. We need some humor. If you have arthritis pain, I got something on my website that'll help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. This is energy healing. Only $285, shipping included. You will sleep as good as a small child every night like I do. Check out the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Doctor, let's take a caller here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
It's John.
I got Kyle in Montana.
You got John.
John in Tennessee. Well, I don't know, John, but go ahead, sir.
Okay, well, first of all, good morning to both of you. I think we need to understand, you were talking about Mark Levin and how disappointed you are. I think in many cases, gentlemen, people start out with the best of intentions, And somewhere along the way, either a threat arises or they lose their backbone or they're compartmentalized or somehow their integrity is breached and they wind up doing as they're told. Now, as an example, several years ago in Nashville, I made a point to a call-in show down here. I was told that it wasn't time for that yet. So they've got their talking points. They have their agenda. They have their game plan. It's all laid out. Even so much that privately in an email, John, from a host down here, I heard, John, you need to be careful. I know people. Stuff can happen. So basically a veiled threat to my life. Did that happen to Mark Levin? I don't know. It could have. Did it happen to Ross Perot? According to him, it probably did. Mark Levin, you know, I can't say. But I also know that it should be an aha moment when someone like Sean Hannity comes on the radio and says, I was on vacation last week and was having lunch with President Bush. Okay, now I know Sean Hannity is a fantastic guy, but what are you having lunch with the president for, Sean? What did he tell you to tell me, Sean? You know, when you talk about the deal that Satan tried to make with Jesus when he tempted him in the wilderness, all the world, just bow your knee to me. And Christians across the planet talk about, they think, well, we're successful because Christ rebuked the devil. Do you think he stopped with Jesus Christ, or did he talk to the Bushes and the Clintons and the Putins and the Allendes and all the rest of them that have had an impact? We are so far deep into a spiritual battle that until people realize just how real it is, we don't stand a chance. We really don't. So I'd just like to end it by saying this. John, you opened the program this morning with get your spiritual house in order. I want to be a little more specific, if you will allow me. Your spiritual house, when Pilate asked Jesus Christ, what is truth? He asked the wrong question. If he'd have asked him, who is truth? Jesus Christ would have answered him. So this guy in Tennessee is telling you there's only one way, and it's Jesus Christ. Any other spiritual house, you will never get in order.
Roger that.
Jesus Christ.
We're in agreement, John. We appreciate the call. Thank you. Doctor, any follow-up to John's excellent comments?
Yeah, I'm in agreement completely, too. Very discerning, very intelligent analysis, John. And, you know, it goes back also to the deception within all of the religions, really, because they never fully grasp the message and they're not carrying through consistently with this message of love, message of divine human communion. That's what it's all about. There's the healing. There's the protection. And it goes back, you know, if you're going to talk about Mark Levin, and again, I can say this because I'm Jewish and I'm proudly so, but I love Jesus. I've accepted Yeshua as my Messiah. Absolute certainty. It is magnificent when people realize what is available to them, the freeing nature of the spiritual understanding. It's just beyond anything you can imagine. And it took me and the guidance. And I, John, you and I have talked about this on this program. We've had numerous times when we should have been killed. There's no reasonable explanation that we're still here. So why live in fear? Why live in fear when you're engaging this higher reality, which is the spiritual domain? And then now look at all the religions, how corrupted they've become. Point well taken. They're not getting it. And, you know, when I look at fellow Jews, I'm disgusted. People in the Jewish religion who don't get it. Why? Why am I mostly disgusted? Because it's part of the game plan to leverage their ignorance by then bringing about these issues such as, oh, it's all about Zionism. So you have a massive anti-Semitic contingent, even in the right wing, and it's all a deception. It's intentionally created. Think about what the root of Zionism is. The root, what John just brilliantly articulated, is the essence and the remedy where Zionism, which means where the lion lies down with the lamb, where you no longer have conflict, where you're living back virtually in the Garden of Eden, where everybody's at peace and enjoying life and love with the Creator and each other. So there's your Zionism. Now, what has happened to it? It has been manipulated by the people, the devil doers, that want to use and leverage every religious group. Last week, we had a big challenge as to whether you've got Dr. Fauci, who is a Jesuit. And, you know, interestingly enough, when I do CIA searches on declassified documents, what do I find? I find Fritz Springmeier's very, very well-researched book on the Vatican assassins. So you're looking at who in Chicago, where Dr. Robert Gallo, AIDS virus pioneer, developer, came from. Look at Chicago, deep state central, Democratic-run manipulation central, where you've got now Anthony Fauci sourcing from Loyola and this whole Jesuit order. And we talked about what the child sex trafficking and the complete demonic, and there's so much intelligence now coming forward. So when Hannity supposedly meets with President Trump, suddenly now you've got a lot of background intelligence that we, the people, are not yet getting. And that's where, John, you work. You in intelligence, I in intelligence, we're virtually prophets. We're saying, here, folks, here's the intelligence that we have. Here's what it looks like it's indicating. Here's where it's going. You need to prepare because this looks like it's coming down the road. That's prophetic. And that's the service that we administer. But I'm telling you, I'm looking at all the religions. They're all corrupted. And I love what the caller, John, just said.
All right. Well said. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. So I want to throw out an idea here that I have thought for a very long time on Mark Levin. If you want to absolutely control both sides of an argument, then you must own the speaker of both sides of the argument. And I have said for many years, I lost his name right now, the guy that was running for president, Ron Paul. Since Ron Paul was running for president way back then, Mark Levin showed his cards when he threw him under the bus of all things to say, well, his foreign policy wouldn't be good for the United States. He made me want to puke. Give me a break. We had poll after poll after poll that said he would have beat Obama. And yet Mark Levin threw him under the bus. Mark Levin says 98.5% everything everybody believes in this country, but he's put there, in my opinion, he's put there to control both sides of the narrative in a crisis or when they want a huge agenda pushed forward. And I agree with John, the previous caller, amen to all that he said. Exactly true. But I think we've got to understand that this context, these people are more devious and more far-reaching and more comprehensively controlling both sides of the narrative than we can imagine. And I think personally Mark Levin is nothing more than a Trojan horse and waiting for and possibly even Sean Hannity as well. I think Sean Hannity has less ability to be as devious as Mark Levin, but I do believe that that Mark Levin is a troll, and I've said it way back since Ron Paul ran for president. There's no possible way, if a man truly cared about this country, that you would try to throw somebody under the bus over what you said was just his foreign policy. He didn't want us in all of these stinking world police force, so. Anyway, that's my comment on this.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Kyle. Doc, do you have any follow-up on Kyle's comments, sir?
Kyle, wonderful analysis. I'm totally on the same page. Very well said. Again, compounding the evidence against Mr. Levin, you've got this whole vaccination promotion. I mean, it's disgusting, disgusting. And I totally agree. The context of all of the boob tube is all manipulation. There's no good programming. And look at the word itself, programming, anchors, the anchors. It anchors you. It's neuro-linguistic programming. It's behavioral science. It's mind control, social engineering. That's what that machine does. It's hypnotronic technology. It hypnotizes people into this state of insanity, literally. And this is what we now have to deal with, those of us who have grasped the full measure of Jesus's love, of the capacity that we have to transform this entire planet into at least a semblance of sanity and decency and justice for all. We've got, I mean, again, the Constitution of the United States, look at what they're doing to that. That's the document, the brilliant document. It was spiritually based. It's fundamentally securing our civil rights, our justice. Gee whiz, why whittle that apart and sit back and do nothing? And Mr. Levin and Fox News, oh man, they're our advocates? Are you kidding me? Sheeple, going to the slaughterhouse when they watch that.
We need to exercise. I was telling a friend of mine about what Mark said about vaccines, and she's a huge, huge fan of Mark. And she said, oh, well, somebody must have done a voiceover. That really wasn't Mark. She just could not believe that Mark would say such a thing.
You can't get to that level of media celebrity without playing their game, period.
That's right. That's right. Well, I guess this puts Tucker Carlson into some questionable situation too, doesn't it?
Well, I banged Tucker Carlson. I mean, it's counterintelligence is 80% truth. We've talked about this on the show. So they output good stuff. But then you see in law, omissions and misrepresentation to manipulate the population to do things that they wouldn't normally do if given all the intelligence, that's fraud. That's a tort. That's actionable. And that is unspiritual. It's unrighteous. It takes you off the mark. And the mark here is not the mark of the beast. It's the mark of love and joy and prosperity in all ways. That is the remedy. That's the fulfillment of Yeshua's ministry, of Jesus's ministry, called Christianity today. It was called the way. The way is narrow. The way deals with the beauty and magnificence and the power and glory of God. And that is what's missing in Mr. Levin's presentation, Tucker Carlson's, Hannity's, unfortunately.
Doctor, we got another caller here. We got Connie in Texas. Good morning, Connie.
Yes, good morning, sir. How are you? I had a comment about Mark Levin. What really got to me was when Paul Ryan was the vice president picked by Mitt Romney, and Mark Levin, I mean, I thought Paul Ryan was it. You know, he was going to do this, he was going to do that. He hyped him up so ferociously strong, and look what, I mean, he got wiped all over the floor when he debated Joe Biden even. And then look how he obstructed our president when he was the Speaker of the House. And now he sits on the board of Fox News. So that really tainted my opinion of Mark Levin. Because up to that point, I thought he was a genuine individual. Anyway, thank you for allowing me to make my comment, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Connie. Just more follow-up there, hasn't there been, Doctor?
Yes, Connie, thank you so much. Again, gee whiz, every caller, we haven't had any dissonance. Everybody's on the same page. How wonderful. What an enlightened audience we have today, John.
Well, we do. We the demographics of my audience don't represent the general population. My listeners actually have and read books, Doctor, which is only about 3% of the country actually does it.
Yeah, that's so sad. We've been forced, actually, those of us who want to get messages out are forced to actually do videos because people are just so used to now. They're conditioned by the boob tube to basically sit back and basically, imbibe the intelligence that's there. But it makes it more difficult all the time.
Well, let's not mix up desire with ability. almost all Americans under age 50 were not taught phonics when it came to learning how to read. Therefore, reading is not fun. Reading is not pleasurable. Reading, if they can do it at all, is not a fun thing to do.
Yeah, that's sad. I understand from what I've heard, I don't know how accurate, but third grade level of intelligence, of reading skills and ability, that's apparently what we're looking at.
Well, yes, most American newspapers are written at a third grade level, which is very marginal, to say the least. So it's very disappointing. And but that's, you know, that's where we are. We need to turn around the educational system and have literate Americans. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 30th of July. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, two of his websites you might want to check out, revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, got about 3 minutes here, sir.
You know, that's so cool that you played that. You know, the concept that came to my mind is what kind of like culture, such as the South, the Southern culture, or any culture, has not been engaged in some aspect of sin. So for this whole thing to be changing American history and degrading the spirit, the positive spirit that was in the South, by this Black Lives Matter contingent that's being actually leveraged by George Soros and company, all sorts of criminal manipulation. This is ridiculous. It's absolutely what we've been talking about. It is a red herring diversion off of the fundamental issues that are ultimately spiritual issues, because people just haven't gotten the greater, bigger picture.
No, they have not, Doctor, and they won't. We're dealing with Americans who are ignorant of their own history, perpetrated by the mass media, perpetrated by history books that don't reflect true history. And that's why I play that song, is maybe I'll stimulate some people to actually read a real history book and find out that slavery was a side issue in the Civil War, not the issue. Easily demonstrated. Missouri, Kentucky, Maryland, and Delaware, part of the United States, never were part of the Confederate States of America. All four states, you could legally buy, sell, back and forth men and women, boys and girls, all during the Civil War, because slavery was legal in all four states in the United States, all during the Civil War. And that's not known, but that's reality.
Yeah, and then take a look at who financed the war itself and the massive destruction and killing that took place. Again, now you're dealing with the banksters. And now what you're dealing with today, the same virtual banksters or their successors, their heirs, now are controlling everything from CIA, Facebook, Google, YouTube, the mind manipulation of the entire planet for globalization. That is the political picture. So all of this that we're witnessing is a diversion. It's a red herring. And unfortunately, though, like folks like you, John, are rare. So I praise you. I thank you for doing what you do. And I love the network. Thanks a lot.
Well, you're welcome, sir. A few moments. What do you want us to let our people know?
Oh, well, gee whiz. You know, check out, we talked a little bit about face masks. We've got a brand new face mask that basically tell people where to go when they want to get them vaccinated or tested.
All right.
check out CureShop.com. CureShoppe.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. I'll be back next Thursday. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, John.
Okay, we got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor, Steve Hunt. Stay tuned.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.